Over the last month, we've brought you stories about how online short-term rental sites are changing the communities on the route to Yosemite National Park. We've reported about how the influx in vacation rentals is creating a shortage of places for locals to rent for the long term, and in some cases, creating homelessness. And now, as I report, the growing lack of long-term rentals is causing a hiring issue in Yosemite. It takes an army of people to keep Yosemite National Park's facilities tidy from the constant barrage of tourists. 4 million people are expected to visit this year, with a majority in the summer months. This spring, Ron Bourne, with the maintenance division of the park, was on track to hire a full custodial staff.
Of 30 seasonal custodial workers that we had positions with funds, we were only able to fill those 17 of those positions.
He couldn't fill 10% of his workforce of about 300 people when they chose not to work in the park because of the lack of rentals in the area. One of his employees was recently in the process of trying to rent a house in Mariposa County.
They were negotiating, and then the owner came back and said, "No, I'm sorry, you know, I can't rent to you because I can make my mortgage as an Airbnb. So I'm sorry, I cannot do a long-term rental agreement."
Bourne himself commutes from Merced to Yosemite because he wasn't able to find a long-term rental close to the park. That gap in hires left the park vulnerable and a bit dirty this summer. Yosemite Public Information Officer Scott Gedeman is showing me one of the busiest restrooms in the park. Thousands use the facilities daily at Lower Yosemite Falls.
It's dirty. There's some litter I see. Somebody I noticed left some gloves and a toilet paper. We would like the public to see a cleaner restroom than they're seeing now.
It's a big restroom, and even one tour bus full of visitors can make it look like no one's cleaned it in days.
In the middle of the summer, we'll get 50 to 60 tour buses a day. With the staffing shortages that we experienced this summer, there were times when I walked into it personally, and it would just be a lot messier than it is now.
Gedeman says hires can't find places to live because so many long-term rentals are being converted to vacation rentals like Airbnb and VRBO in the communities that lead into the park. In Madera County, there are more than 300 short-term rentals and 600-plus in Mariposa County. Both counties have established guidelines for short-term rentals, but aren't discouraging them because they stand to make a lot of money from taxes they bring in. Madera County has collected over $3 million so far this year.
Thank you for calling Sierra Foothill Homes. This is Patty. May I help you?
Patty Radonovich-Souza is a property manager in the Gold Rush town of Mariposa. She gets calls daily from people looking for long-term rentals.
And we've been turning people away since the first of the year consistently. We have had one or two homes come up, and surprisingly, they were very large, expensive homes, and they surprisingly rented within a month.
She says it's almost easier to buy a home in the mountains near Yosemite than it is to rent a spot. She says there's a long waiting list for rentals here, and she wishes she could rent to more park employees.
You also have then an opportunity as a business person to weed through your applicants a little bit more. You can get good applicants, which means long-term applicants. The other thing is Park Service people are one of our best customers.
Still, it's not just low-paid short-term employees that are saying it's hard to find rentals in the area. Kathleen Morse is the division chief for strategic planning with Yosemite National Park.
Our permanent workforce is making good money, but they're not making enough to afford some of the better homes in the area. It hits everybody fairly equally. It's not like having the permanent job and the permanent salary gives you that much of a leg up.
The park employs around 450 long-term employees and around 600 short-term employees, but only has about 400 beds for them. At the height of the summer, the park needs about 200 more. Moore says many who take jobs end up having to live further and further away in places like Merced. She says hires then have to decide if the long commute and cost to travel into the park are worth it.
After a while, it takes a toll on a person. So we'll have people for a while, and then they'll fall off, they'll disappear, and they'll quit. And then we have to go through the hiring process again. So you lose efficiencies.
In response, Morse joined a new task force in Mariposa County to come up with ways to increase housing opportunities here.
I don't think that they feel like they have their arms around the problem. So this committee is designed to examine the different opportunities out there. Is there a way the county can be more effective in gathering resources and directing them towards this problem?
Morse anticipates the problem will get worse next year, and that means she and her team are going to have to come up with a solution pretty quick. But at this point, she admits she doesn't have one. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero in Yosemite National Park.